It's the 13th time that Summer Davos Forum has been held in China. A number of topics, including artificial intelligence and 5G technology, were discussed at the three-day event, which concluded on Wednesday. Andrew Monk, the managing director of the World Economic Forum, said the event reflects the weight of China in global growth.
China has become a major player in the world's economy. I think everyone looks now at China as being central to how the world moves forward. And I think, you know, the eyes of the world are on this country because its economy, its people, its technology is so important to everyone's future. All of us, I think, have an interest in seeing China be successful. And, you know, that's one of the things we'll be talking about here at this meeting, on how China's success can help the world and how the world can help play a part in China's success.
Miretta Simmes is managing director of the Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution Global Network. He said that he worked with many Chinese experts and enterprises over the years and has come to see that China's experience in poverty alleviation offers lessons for other countries.
China plays a critical role in multiple dimensions. First of all, if you look at the population, it's a significant part of the population. And what China has achieved in the last decades, lifting people out of poverty into middle class, is amazing. It's a role model. Yet there are new challenges. Is how do you continue to have an inclusive economy? How do you deal with the problems of wealth, congestion, environment? And these are new challenges that China hadn't faced yet. And while it certainly has the capacity to formulate solutions, these are challenges that require global collaboration.
This year's Summer Davos was the first time that Abhinava Kumar has come to China. He's the Chief Global Marketing Officer at Tata Consultancy Services. He said the visit has deepened his understanding about China's market.
We've been operating as a business in China for many years and growing in size and scale. So we've seen how the economy has expanded, and we are pleased to be a part of that effort. The world sees China as a big opportunity, a big, huge economic opportunity and a market. Look at the agenda over these few days. I think there's a lot of focus on China. It's an important time because economically, you know, this is the day in which half the calendar year is over. So it was interesting to hear him speak about the state of the economy.
As head of programming at the World Economic Forum, Sebastian Buckup travels back and forth between China and Switzerland. He said China's market will keep moving forward and take a leading role in innovation.
So this is a train that has left the station. China is the second largest economy in the world. It will keep growing. It is not only the second largest economy in the world, it's also a leader in many areas of innovation. It is a leader when it comes to renewable investments. It's a leader when it comes to things such as artificial intelligence. But then there are many things that are happening in China that the world needs to learn from.
Official data shows that China's actual use of foreign capital reached 300 billion yuan in the first 5 months of the year. This represents a 6.8% increase on the same time last year and shows that overseas investors continue to see China as a great place to invest. For CRI, this is Gu Anna.